Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. We're the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, we are them. Individuals. So welcome to the show. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on our Facebook. As well, you can follow me on Bradley Dean Facebook. It's double E, Bradley Dean, two different pages, one fan page, one personal page. Like them both, if you would, please. And you can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Folks, the phone lines will be accessible today, 1-866-233-0747. Got some phone calls yesterday, friends. Do stick to the topic and we'll pull you up, okay? If you get off topic, we're just going to kind of let it slide. So let's stick to what we're talking about today. Again, the phone number is 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We are showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18. Deeds not words, said Mr. George Washington. And this is also the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You want the mind of Christ, you want the heart of God, as we always say here at the Sons of Liberty. Now, before we continue with the show, I just want to highlight real briefly, because we've already done it twice this week. Today is Wednesday, right?
Yes.
We got the right day of the week.
Wednesday.
Here. Oh, okay.
Wednesday,
yes. Middle of the week. Noah Webster's Advice to the Young is what we are highlighting as our product of the week this week. It's great. It's a series of questions to teach children qualities such as honesty, generosity, gratitude, and more. It was originally written for youth, but these works are so invaluable that they're great for all ages. But what I like about this book is it's not intimidating. Sometimes people say, oh, it's too thick. I don't even think I want to even open that book. It's only 53 pages. It's paper book. It's a $7 donation. And since it's such already a great deal, our monthly sponsors, instead of getting their 25% off, will get a free You Can Run International baseball cap with their order. So if you'd like to order, go ahead and go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com or call us at 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. For all you people getting out your pens and papers right now to write that number down. Still going for the month of March. You can become a son or daughter of Liberty this month and receive a free Sons of Liberty t-shirt. We've got them in all different shapes and sizes, so one will be perfect just for you. Now, yesterday we were talking a little bit about victory quotes, and it's so oftentimes easy to get boggled down and feel like, oh, there's so much bad stuff going on in the world. I remember talking to a lady who said, I don't even want to turn on the news because it's too much for me.
Well, it's not true neither for the most part.
Exactly, that's right. No. Those who read the newspapers are misinformed. Those who don't read the newspapers are uninformed. But, you know, when you go and you say, well, this is just too much, it's overwhelming. Listen, our founding forefathers had a lot of obstacles against them. In fact,
major.
There were times when they weren't even assured of victory at all. I mean, it looked impossible, but through the providential hand of God, they received the victory because they didn't stop, They kept on going. They kept on fighting. And here we are basking in this glorious freedom that they sacrificed to give
us here today. That's the very definition in so many words as to Webster's 1828, perseverance, a continuance in a state of grace until preceded by a state of glory. That is real faith.
That is
real faith. Preceding the end of our faith, even the salvation of our soul. There was a man by the name of John Adams who happened to be the second president of the United States who was called the Colossus of Independence because that faith moved him to obtain the answers that God promised. And Thomas Jefferson, the third president, was actually responsible for calling John Adams the Colossus of Independence. By the very nature of Christianity, it is aggressive, and John Adams exemplified that to a T in every sense of the
absolutely.
Word.
Absolutely. John Adams was wonderful. But when you look and you say, listen, I'm getting boggled down here, maybe you need a Wednesday midweek pick-me-up. Here we go with some good quotes on victory. All right, here we go. Napoleon Hill said, victory is always possible for the person who refuses to stop fighting.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Yeah. You know, God will always give us that which we're willing to fight for.
You know what, in saying that, let me kind of piggyback something along with it. I had a conversation yesterday with a guy, and I said, it's interesting. I said, what I need around people that, well, let me say it this way. I want people around me that don't know the job can't be done. It cannot be done. In other words, I want them to know that they can do it. I don't want them to limit themselves.
Right.
And when you look at Scripture, if I said that right, Scripture says, limit not the Holy One of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And it was God that said, call unto me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. It says in Scripture that the arm of the Lord is revealed unto them that believe the report of the Lord. The Word says, Jesus said this. Just think about this, friends, just for a minute, piggybacking as to what you're saying. Jesus said that greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. And he says, what the Father shows me, I'll show unto you by the Holy Ghost. But just think about this, friends. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, I believe it was in the book of John, at the very end, it talks about, maybe it was Matthew, I'm sorry, where it talks about, had all the miracles been written, all the books in the world couldn't even contain these books, and yet here's the Christ saying
all
to
miracles,
us,
yeah.
Yes, greater works will you do than I did. How is it that we are limiting him who gave us all power and authority to say, no, you can outdo what I did?
I think when we limit the Lord, I think it's because we think to ourselves, this is what I can do, this is what I perceive,
yep.
This is how far I know that I can go, these are my limits. So instead of having faith in God that he can overcome, he doesn't fit in any box that we can put him in.
That's right.
We think our own faith is, I can only do so much. And God's saying, no,
it's
with
not,
me, all things are possible.
But the bottom line is there's a difference between a carnal faith and a spiritual faith. We're crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not we, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. So the faith comes from him. He's the author of the faith. And that which he has begun, he'll also finish until the day of Jesus Christ. I think what happens is people, what they do is they think that faith is something that they believe within themselves to get the job done. There's a carnal faith and there's a spiritual faith.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Luther, the great reformer, rightly said this. He said, the greatest enemy to real faith is reason.
Oh, that's so good.
And that's where people fail. And if you go back to John Adams as to who you're talking about, he had said to Thomas Jefferson, we're about ready to take a leap in the dark. And because of that, right before the signing of the Declaration of Independence, and because of that, we're here 238
exactly
years
right.
later because of a guy like that. Folks, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about discernment. We're going to talk about how the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. I love this topic. Stay tuned. Put your seatbelt on. Hang on. Drive with us for the next hour. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-233.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. a code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're going to get to in just a couple minutes is if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. And the state-run media does a great job of that for the simple-minded,
That's right, I should say.
I want to clarify. It was Henry Ford that said, if you're not willing to risk the unusual, you'll have to settle for the ordinary. Now, take that. That's human faith.
Yep.
Now, what about spiritual faith? Spiritual faith reaches out to spiritual answers. And if we limit the Holy One of Israel, by the way, when you look at Scripture and you know who God is and realize what His Word says, that the nations are but the drop in a bucket to our Creator, that He created the heavens, the moon, the stars, the sun, the earth is His footstool. The cattle on a thousand hills belong to the Lord. I mean, it just goes on and on. He's the governor of the nations. The government is upon the shoulder of His Son, Jesus Christ. I mean, everything belongs to Him. Mm-hmm. So therefore, if He's the one saying, hey, listen, don't limit me. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. The book of Psalms, David prayed that. And, you know, don't limit what I am actually offering to you. Don't limit me. Reach out.
That's right. Well,
and that's what our forefathers did. Mm-hmm. But Henry Ford said, I want the man that doesn't know that he can't get the job done.
Yeah,
that's the man I want.
And look at what he created. I mean, he invented the assembly line and everything took kind of from what his first conceptions were when it came to the automobile. Like you said, if you take it to spiritual things, you know, when the Bible talks about faith, the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We have to say, listen, Lord, you might be calling me to do something that I don't feel adequate for. Like if you look at Moses. Moses said, Lord, I'm slow of speech. I can't do this job. Yeah. You know, Gideon, if you look at all
go down the
I'm
whole
least
line.
In my father's
yeah.
house. I mean, we're,
I'm not qualified. I'm not qualified.
Exactly.
God is looking for your yieldedness. He is the qualifier of them that are yielded
That's
to
right.
Him.
That's right. God is not pointing you out and pulling you out for your abilities. Lots of times the Lord will pull you out and point you out because your availabilities,
That's right.
You're available to Him. And when it comes to victory, I've got a few more quotes here I want to just read. This is by George S. Patton. He said, wars may be fought with weapons, but they are won by men. It is the spirit of men who follow and of the man who leads that gains the victory. If you already have a defeatist attitude, guess what you're going to get? Defeat. But if you have a conquering spirit saying, I'm going to overcome this in Jesus' name.
Wait a second. That sounds like Scripture again. We're made more than conquerors
exactly.
through him who loved me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. Man, it's all scriptural.
Where
sin abounds, grace does much more abound. There's no excuse.
Right, exactly.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church.
Yep.
Wait. Everything is working for us, not against us.
You know, and that's a great point. What makes me think of, it's kind of a bunny trail, but when you look at Peter, when he walked on the water, when he had his eyes fixed upon the Lord, he was able to walk. But when he looked upon the waves, then he sunk. But when his eyes are fixed upon the right thing, the author and the finisher of our faith, we have the victory. I'll give you one more. Winston Churchill said, victory at all costs, victory in spite of terror, victory however long and hard the road may be, for without victory there is no survival. So we need to dig our heels in, everybody, true Americans, patriots, and Christians, and say, listen, we are going to take this country back. For our founding forefathers established it, God gave it, we have preserved it unto this day, and we're not going to be known as the generation that dropped the ball. So if you need to pick me up, let's do it.
That's what the salt of the earth is supposed to do, is preserve and stop putrefaction. Yesterday we were talking a little bit about, well, we wanted to talk about, we're to judge a man by his fruit, and we know that the fruit doesn't fall too far from the tree, either it be good or either it be evil. And we talked about George Washington and how the revisionists have some believing, those that haven't done their homework, some believing that he's a deist. And then we exposed that for the truth, and we showed you what George Washington rightly said, what he endured, how he acknowledged God and his providence and his hand. Then we went to Martin Luther King Jr., talked about how J. Edgar Hoover was the one that was actually demonizing him, putting him under a media smear campaign. I didn't know that that was their job. And he was called by the people back in the 60s. Not only was he called the Troubler, they used to call Elijah that as well, my friends, but they also called him a communist when, in fact, he was the furthest thing from a communist. Then we went to Eric Little, and then we talked about this righteous man who would not violate God's Sabbath day. And because of that, his people labeled him as a traitor. And what happened is because he obeyed God, God gave him the victory in a 400-meter race where Little won the race and was showered with Olympic glory for obeying the God of the Bible. And again, interestingly enough, we're listening to people, you know, the world, namely in America. Isn't it interesting foreign nations can't stand our president? Yet in America, we have fools within our borders and the confinements of the 50 states in our union that believe that he's a good man.
But
don't judge him by his fruit. If you judge him by his fruit, you'll know exactly he is corrupt and evil to the core. And you have those that are willing to put evil for good and good for evil, light for darkness, darkness for light, bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter. And that's what we're talking about
exactly
today.
Exactly. Right. People say, but he sounds like such a nice guy. I mean, he's cool. He just has the right words to say.
Cool.
Great.
Man Luke.
Yeah, that's right. Cool has nothing to do with it. Satan himself disguises himself as an angel of light, okay? He's not going to come with, you know, horns and a pitchfork and say, here, I want to destroy our country. He's going to say, listen, I'm using smooth words. I'm using all these
look at dictators.
Exactly.
How do they always come in? They don't come, you know.
I'm for the people.
Always.
I'm going to do this and promise you
always.
This and promise
patriotism.
You that.
Patriotism, yes.
And that's why we judge them by their fruit.
I can bring you out of the problems that you don't know that I created.
Exactly.
And out of chaos, we can create a new world order. That was last week's show. Check that out. Then we talked about Benedict Arnold, who everybody thought was a patriot back in the day. And then we found out that he was actually exposed for being a traitor because he was going to hand over West Point to the British. Huh, sounds like Bill Clinton, doesn't it, friends? Then we talked about Ben Franklin and how the revisionists would have you believe that he's one of the one of the least religious signers of our Constitution. And then we talk about what he's established back in the day. And how Ben Franklin was actually known for saying that an atheist is unknown, and yet it's the atheist that would have you believe that our forefathers were not Christian. They were a bunch of rockheads and fools such as themselves. So we jump over to Jesus Christ. What does the world say about Jesus Christ? We know today that the modern-day church, the hirelings, the whores, the professors, that's what Scripture calls them, friends, they would have you loving Jesus and God has a wonderful plan for your life, which is all unscriptural. And, you know, they walk around with all this lip service on how much God loves you, yet when you ask them for the smallest,
help me move.
You know, no, the smallest bit of fruit from the tree that they call love, you for some reason can't get them to move on anything.
Yeah.
And when we look at Scripture, we can see it's contrary because Jesus said, this is my commandment that you love one another. And he said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And then when you look at David's life in Psalm 109, David was hated for his love. I'm studying the book of Jeremiah right now. It's interesting, Jeremiah, they wanted to kill Jeremiah for him giving the good word to the people that would not repent before a just and a holy God. And so what do? They gave him a bread of affliction. This sounds familiar. They did the same thing to Micaiah. This is why they stoned the prophets. This is why they killed the Christ and 11 of the 12 disciples. Because of the love, we need to keep in mind that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. So it's a love, it's a pure love given unto us by God. It's a spiritual love, it's not a carnal love. And we don't equate God's love to man's fallen condition. Though we are saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves, we still need to get the characteristics and understanding of what good is. Because Scripture tells us that the law is holy, the commandment holy, just, and good. The law is spiritual. I am carnal, sold under sin. So if we can understand just little itty-bitsies and pieces of the pith and marrow of what the Word has to say to us, we can understand why the world hated Christ, because He uncovered them. He exposed them for who they were.
It's like the cloak of covering up.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. John 15. So let's go to Jesus real quick. So let's go to the Lord and Savior from sin, not in sin, church. Jesus Christ, the Pharisees said of Jesus, "This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils."
Mm-hmm.
Just think about that.
The Lord of glory.
Matthew 12:24, the Lord of glory. Exactly. Jesus answered, John 8:49-50, "I am not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me, and I seek not mine own glory. Look how the world labels men of righteousness to be the contrary." Again, so what of the Son of God? They called him the devil. Just think about that. John 7:12 says, "And there was much murmuring," talking about the characteristics of Jesus Christ again. Okay? "And there was much murmuring among the people concerning Christ, for some said, he's a good man." Those were the common people who heard him gladly, by the way, friends. Others said, "Nay, but he deceiveth the people." Those are the church people, the church
that did not want to lose their positions.
Yep. Remember what Jesus said to his brother, friends, in John 7. He said, "The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works are evil thereof." Wait a second.
How is the preacher of the day
have everybody loving on Jesus Christ when his message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand?
Yeah, and then he said, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." So we are going to expect to have tribulation in this world, because we're going to testify in this world that's sinful, that their deeds are evil.
But wait a second. It's my understanding that Jesus is the guy that just came into the world to tell the world everything's okay.
Did you read that Bible? No, I heard that
from the preacher on the airwaves that's begging all the time for money.
You didn't actually read it in the Bible then?
No.
Oh, that might be the problem.
No, aren't preachers supposed to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled?
Yes.
Between the sheep and the goats, that which is evil and that which is good? I don't hear that anymore, because there's no more reference to the law of the Most High God. The government, by the way, the God of government.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hey friends, you guys all remember Senator Joseph McCarthy? Remember the guy, McCarthyism? Remember back in the 50s for some of you old timers? And they basically called McCarthy, he was just on a witch hunt is what he was. And again,
opens an inquiry.
Listen to this. This is live radio.
The Hollywood film industry. The committee is seeking to determine if Red Party members have reached the screen with subversive propaganda.
In other words, if you remember rightly, McCarthy was demonized by the media back in the 50s because McCarthy came forward and was exposing communists in our military back in the 50s, as was he exposing communists in our government back in the 50s. Does anybody know the history of Mr. Joe, Senator Joe McCarthy? Because if you just listen to the state-run media, you'll believe that he was a complete whack job, mm-hmm. a nutcase, for a better way of saying it. But the fact of the matter is, he was giving America a prophetic warning, and now we can see today he's being completely exonerated through patience and time, though he's not here anymore, for actually telling the truth back in the 50s. But what did the state-run media do? They demonized him. They called it a witch hunt. You're crazy. Mm-hmm. There's no communists in our government back in the 50s. No. Not in our military. No way. And it reminds me of one individual that went on my Facebook not too long ago, and he had said the very things, the very conspiracy theories that we're hearing today are no longer theories. He said, stuff I was told back in the 50s, I wasn't here, friends. Stuff I was told back in the 50s, everybody was just saying it was a theory. He said, now today I can no longer say that. See, friends, the apple does not fall too far from the tree. And in this particular situation, talking about Senator Joe McCarthy, the good, bad, and the ugly, we can judge him by his fruit and say, you know what? He was exactly right on the money.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the state-run media would have you believe, friends, that he was a complete nutcase.
Yeah.
And there's nothing new under the sun. This is what they do, and this is how they do it. What about David, King David? Did you know that we can see in Scripture again, "Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise," said David, "for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me also with the words of hatred and fought against me without a cause." Is this the man that loved the law of God? Oh, love thy law?
And was
it's my meditation all thy day long?
That's right.
So wait a second. They were actually kicking up against what? God's moral government.
Right. And what did the Lord say of David? The Lord said, "David is a man after my own heart."
That's right.
So they're really kicking up against the Lord within his heart and what David did in his life.
That's where the prophets were killed.
Exactly.
And again, yesterday we had said that you're trying to tell a carnal nation spiritual things. Well, if they don't understand spiritual things by the Holy Ghost, they're going to think you're a nutcase. But again, talking about David,
mm-hmm.
King David of the Bible. He also said, "And they rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love." Why is this, friends? Why is this? We've just seen recently that a bigger denomination went apostate by accepting homosexuals to be a part of their ministry.
That's
now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, because they want to bring about unity. Really? Whoa, where does that come from? How is that scriptural? See, this is why they're such a laughing stock. This is why they are a laughing stock. This is why they are so reproachful, because even a carnal man knows that this is not the God of the Bible.
Right.
You know? But I also got to say to the carnal man that knows that what they're doing right now is completely wrong because they know it within their conscience, which means with knowledge, well, then you have an obligation because God just gave you grace and light to see how to right the wrong.
That's right.
He'll empower you to right the wrong.
There is no unity when you're defying Scripture. You can't say, "Well, listen, I'm going to do that which I know is wrong and go against Scripture for the sake of unity with that which is sinful."
And really, why don't we just call it for what it is? We want money,
exactly.
And we don't realize that these people are helping upend the Constitution.
Exactly.
And we're just going to help things along because we don't want to go down as quick as the other people are going to go down.
That's right.
See, here, they're called to be the light. And by the way, that one jacked me up to no end, because when you see the professed church, friends, this is what I have been up against since day one. And it's without, it's within, it's people that claim the name of Christ, yet they have never eaten the flesh or drinking the blood. And that sounds weird to some people, but it's simply put this way. To who has the words of life? You do, Lord. You have the words of eternal life. To whom shall we go? And that's really what it comes down to. Are you sold out to God in every sense of the word? Because if you are, you're going to understand real love. And when you walk in real love, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have opposition like nobody's business. Just read the book of Psalms. David was being processed constantly through trials and tribulations, but he always seen God glorified at the end of the day.
That's right. And when you look at the Lord and look at his heart for his people, he kept sending the prophets. In fact, in Matthew 23:37, he said, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often I would have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not."
So prophets are very protective.
That's right. And they also have the word of the Lord for the people.
And they're warning to stay next to me because I don't want anything bad to happen to you. That's what the Lord was saying.
And what do they do with the prophets? Rather than accepting their message, for the most part, they rejected it.
Yep.
They stoned them.
Then they try to justify themselves. And then when they're dead, they praise them.
Exactly. And I've got that quote that I was looking up earlier. It actually says, "Now that he is safely dead, let us praise him. Build monuments to his glory. Sing hosannas to his name. Dead men make such convenient heroes, for they cannot rise to challenge the images that we might fashion from their lives."
Amen. And that's exactly what you see. The spirit of the world has not changed. They persecute the living ones, and they
praise the dead ones.
Exactly. What about Elijah? You know, the fire prophet? He was labeled the troubler of Israel. So let's go over to 1 Kings, and I want you to listen, folks. This should get your discerners going like nobody's business, and I love this train of thought. "And it came to pass when Ahab, the wicked king, saw Elijah, God's prophet, that Ahab, the wicked king, said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house, and that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and you have followed Balaam." In other words, a god to suit your own sin. How did that work out for him?
Well, of course, when you're serving yourself and you're serving a God to suit your own sin, of course, the man that brings forth the word of the Lord, he's going to trouble you, so you're going to definitely look upon him as a troubler.
Well, and you can see the fruit of that, because God does not play, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. We can look at his wife Jezebel, she ended up being somebody's dog food.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a fact. So, friends, if you go to Isaiah 59, 12 through 14, for our transgressions are multiplied before thee, God, our sins testify against us, for our transgressions are with us, and for our iniquities, our lawless deeds, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. And judgment is turned away backwards, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Why? Because the American people have allowed the truth to hit the street, when in fact we should be lifting it up and magnifying God's law the way Christ did, Psalm 40, and also Hebrews 10.
You know, and what's true is now if you speak the truth just a little too passionately, a little too hot, people say, oh, that is just hatred. That is just not love. That is just so offensive to me.
Where's the love, Brad?
Exactly. And listen,
where is it, man? Where's the unity? Well, let me say it this way. How can two walk together unless they be agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We can't be a little lukewarm. We can't partake with the devil at the table, and we can't partake with the Lord at the table. So I suggest that we stay with the one who died for our sins. It's a safe place to be.
That's
under
exactly
the blood,
right,
and under the cross. Yeah, truth faileth, and he that departeth evil... He that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. Again, friends, let's put things into context. It is the evil calling the righteous wicked, or labeling the righteous as wicked men. It's, by the way, friends, for the evil and the wicked that actually contrive these schemes, it is not a good place for you to put yourself. It really isn't, to lie against the truth. And by the way, at the end of the day, it's not going to work out for you. You will eat the fruit of your own ways. Scripture tells us that it rains on the just and on the unjust. Let me ask you, friends, what kind of seeds are you sowing into your life? Because rest assured, it's raining.
And it will reap a harvest.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about Jeremiah? What did the people say to him? They said, go prophesy somewhere else, Jeremiah. What's Jeremiah doing? What was he doing, friends? Let's go to Jeremiah 18:18 and find out. They said, come, let us devise devices against Jeremiah, for the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Wow, this sounds really familiar in life,
yes,
man. And then he goes on and says in verse 19 and 20, give heed to me, O Lord, and listen carefully to the voice of them that contend with me. Shall evil be recompensed for good? For they have digged a pit for my soul. Remember, said Jeremiah, that I stood before thee to speak good for them and to turn away the wrath from them.
Oh, speak good to
wow
them. Turn away that. They hated me for my love, Jesus.
Ah, yeah. And then all of a sudden, the curses were pronounced by Jeremiah upon those that rejected the word of the Lord. And friends, where did Jeremiah prophesy? Well, he went up to the kings of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. He went to the gate, as it says in Jeremiah 19:14, and he stood in the court of the Lord's house and said to all the people. He was sent to the church, and he was sent to government to warn them of the wrath to come.
But I didn't think we were supposed to get involved with government.
No, I guess
just
not.
Just let them do whatever and just submit.
Yeah.
You mean
like Elijah actually confronting King Ahab?
Oh, he did?
Yeah, like Micaiah actually confronting King Ahab.
Oh.
Yeah, like Abraham confronting the king, like Moses confronting the Pharaoh, the king.
John the Baptist, maybe?
It's pretty incredible how that works out. When you do your homework, you find out that everything, for the most part, then like America. And if you take the time to read the founding documents, you'll see who's doing the lying. What about Paul? Remember Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament? This one's awesome because of what they called Paul was second to none in their divisiveness, in their reprobate state, in every sense of the word. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come back and talk about Paul and the disciples. What did they say about them? And was it true? And if it was, then why did God justify their stance? Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Steve from Memphis. I've been listening to Sons of Liberty for several years now. As I've listened to him speak in the past years, I'm just wondering if he's had cue cards or teleprompter or something, because his knowledge is deep and he never seems to take a breath. So anyway, I get to this Tea Party meeting and he starts speaking. And for over 4 hours he speaks, and he speaks the truth. He speaks from a spiritual standpoint and a constitutional standpoint. And it's just amazing. So God bless Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio and what he's doing. Thank you for being the patriot and the Christian man that you are.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Okay, folks, talking about the good, bad, and the ugly, and how we're to judge a man by his fruit, not by what people say of him. And we can see throughout Scripture that the righteous were continuously labeled as being evil or mean or haters.
You know, if you look at Jesus Christ even now, just if you just ask a group of 30 people, take him from, you know, New York to California to Minnesota down to Texas and from all around, and you'd ask them, okay, so what do you think about Jesus? You're going to get all sorts of responses. Oh, he's a great man. He was the Son of God. Then you're going to get, oh, he was a devil. Oh, I'm an atheist.
But I guarantee you, for the most part, 9 out of 10 are going to believe that Jesus is as a shepherd walking around with pink little booties on.
A misconception.
Smacking, you know, sheep on the backside, walking around with this little mellow voice. In other words, friends, taking him and his character and completely turning it upside down when Scripture tells us he's the line of the tribe of Judah, and he spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes. And as a matter of fact, it was the religious people of the day that said to him, so where do you get this authority anyways? And then Jesus set them up for the fall, and boy, did they fall. But let's get back to this. Paul. What about Paul, the man that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, motivated and inspired by the Holy Spirit? They called him a mover of sedition, friends. They said, we have found this man a pestilent fellow, a mover of sedition among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader, friends, of the sect of the Nazarenes, who also gone about to profane the temple. That's in the book of Acts, chapter 24, verse 5 and 6. So Paul was an apostle, the earliest and most influential interpreter of Christ's message. He also seen him. And of his teachings, a Christian missionary was that of Paul, an apostle. Paul was sent to preach to men to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to the light and from the power of Satan to the power of God. That's Acts 26, verse 18. And when we look at the disciples, it was said that the disciples turned the world upside down. Friends, they didn't turn the world upside down. They turned it upright.
That's right.
Okay? We need to keep things into perspective. Folks, Caesar was set against God, and God was set against Caesar, and he was telling the church to simply obey. So when we look at how they were told, well, it was said of them that they turned the world upside down, whom Jason hath received, and these do all contrary to the decree of Caesar. Look who Caesar was set against, God in his commandments, saying that there is another king, one Jesus, Acts 17:7. So remember, folks, it was the bad guys who had Christ crucified, the church people of the day, and the Herodians. It was the religious hypocrites who said, we have no king but King Caesar, to have the Christ crucified. Well, they were asking for Barabbas to be delivered up. And who was Barabbas? He was a murderer. So they wanted the murderer to be delivered and let loose from prison while they were killing the Christ. You need to understand spiritual love, friends. During the Revolutionary War in America, the motto was no king but King Jesus. So you see, the decrees were against God from the tyrant King George. Again, let's put things into perspective. Thomas Adams rightly said, that which a man spits against heaven shall fall on his own face. Mm-hmm. He shall fall back on his own face. What of John Wycliffe, the great reformer? He said, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. And I'm just trying to liken this as to the present now, friends. So when we label men of a righteous sort, remember, God sent them, the world did not, so let's get it right. When a man comes about to confront the status quo, you can almost rest assured, friends, because it's not of his own righteousness, he's not trying to establish his own righteousness, but he's speaking the word of the Lord, you can rest assured who sent that word. It wasn't the man, because he knows the only thing he's going to reap is nothing but trouble for doing the right things. And if you want to know how you bring about trouble, try to change things, friends.
Exactly. Well, William Booth said if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. But it seems like when the trouble comes, he will say, oh, something's wrong. We can't be doing this. This is not the norm. Of course it's not the norm. We've had the norm forever. The norm hasn't gotten us anywhere. It's gotten us worse. Now we find ourselves in a ditch rather than out of the ditch. So if we want to change something.
Well, because people keep rejecting that light.
Exactly.
They're going the wrong direction in this country right now. They think by just appeasing themselves and agreeing with everything their enemies within and without are actually trying to promulgate, things are going to get better. You know, this thing coexist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try that overseas, friends. It's
exactly.
not going to work. And it doesn't work here neither if you walk the walk.
That's right.
And you walk in the light.
Yeah, if I go to a Muslim nation and I say, hey, I'm a Christian, are they going to coexist with me? Not at all.
They're going to come over and give you a big hug and say, Muhammad loves you.
That's right. Let's all just live together in unity
yeah.
and harmony and tolerance, of course.
But of course it's going to be our way, not your way.
That's right.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
When you're talking, too, about the apostles and you're talking about those that brought forth the word of the Lord, you know, when you say, you think about it, when people say, well, listen, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, which is unscriptural, as you mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the apostles, if they would have went around everywhere saying, listen, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, they would have never been killed. Save one.
Well, they'd have been put up on a throne somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when you say, why do we have the world loving Jesus when Jesus himself said, if the world hate you, you know it hated me before it hated you.
But when you understand what Jesus did for you on the cross and he took your sin upon himself, he was counted among the transgressors and he died for your sins, that's what draws you to the things of Christ, because we're to live unto him who died for us.
That's exactly right.
There is real love.
Exactly. And you say, wow, thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice. And that motivates you to do everything that you do. And I think the moral of the story from the whole radio program today is, you know a man by his fruit.
That's right. Not by what people say.
Not through the grapevine, not through this or that, or what the media or the newspaper or anything writes out. You know a man by his fruit.
Okay, so like when the president gets on television and he cries about what supposedly happened in Sandy Hook,
mm-hmm.
a lot of question marks around that as well, friends.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't realize that he's the one that voted in favor of murdering a baby over 242 times in the womb, and he also voted twice to make sure that a doctor was inside the murder clinic, namely the abortion clinics, to make sure that if the baby came out, it was snuffed out, it didn't have a chance. Then you begin to understand what you're dealing with. And
exactly.
you also have this same government now trying to disarm you, friends.
Exactly.
And
you've got
to ask yourself why that would be if he's such a righteous man and such a righteous administration. It is criminal from A to Z, friends.
That's right. You know a man by his fruits. And today, as we've been going through it, we've been doing it every single day here in the Sons of Liberty. We are out there doing the job that most people don't want to do. bringing forth the word of the Lord in the sense of speaking the truth in a black and white
fashion. Speak the truth to power.
That's right. In the black power. And white way, not a diplomatic, I'm just going to walk around that issue, not really talk about it and address it head on. It's easy to do. But you know what? When you're dealing with things straight head on, it's not always easy. And you're going to receive opposition. You're going to have trials and tribulations. But you know what? Victory has a great cost, and if we want to see our nation change, we're going to have to go back to the old paths and do what needs to be done and say what needs to be said.
Yes.
So for those of you who want to get behind us doing what we're doing, and you say, listen, I want to support what you guys are doing, we would ask you to become a son or daughter of Liberty. If you go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, you scroll down, it says become a son or daughter of Liberty. You click on the button, it shows you four easy ways.
Hey, I'm a son of Liberty.
I'm a daughter of Liberty.
You want to be a son or a daughter of Liberty?
That's right, and you know, what, this month only, we're coming down to the end of the month here, but we have a free Sons of Liberty t-shirt for all of you who decide. Now, some of you might say, well, listen, I can't do much. Well, you know, we're not asking for much. We're asking you to give from your heart what the Lord puts on your heart to give. For some, that's $5 a month. For some, it's $500 a month. For some, it could be $5,000 a month. But we say, listen, we want you to know that we are out there doing the job that most people don't want to do. We're kind of like an elite special force team, spiritually speaking, that does kind of like the job that, listen, everybody knows needs to be done, but not many people are willing to do
we're
it.
We're on the radio, friends, but quite a bit when we're live on the radio, we're actually somewhere in a different demographic concerning our country. Going to a different demographic or geographic, whatever you might want to say, both apply to what I'm saying right now. But we're out there, and we got another tour coming up. By the way, if you want to book us for the summer months, right now we're filling up. Chase just told me yesterday, now is the time. We're already getting phone calls. We're already booking up for, what's the months there?
The summer months.
Summer months.
June, July, and August.
And, you know, summer's a great month because I think people say, well, listen, that's when people have their big gatherings. You know, they have people come together. They do city events. In fact, we did a great city event. Yeah. I want to say last year, the year before, on the 4th of July, we were out there. Last year, 4th of July, we did a city event in Iowa. It was great. It was awesome. And we were reaching out to the community. So for those of you who say, well, listen, we want to do something different this year, something that's actually going to make a difference.
Yeah, and we just got off a 17-state tour where we were doing high school assemblies. We were doing colleges. We were doing churches, tea parties. Then we went over to the West Coast just this year. And we've been over there. We did television, radio, as well as tea parties. So we're constantly rolling with something. Matter of fact, every month we're somewhere different.
That's right. We're turning talk radio into do radio. Yeah. So for those who can support and you want to maybe just chit-chat with someone in person, you can also call us at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. You can also go online, just make a one-time donation, whatever you prefer, but we appreciate all your support. It helps us do and keep to doing what we're doing.
Chase is looking at me right now saying, Bradley, you're number one. Is that what you're saying?
Does that mean I'm number
every
two?
Day.
How do people check out our live stream?
You go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out the shop page. And when you become a son or daughter of Liberty, Elizabeth will send you an email about how to get on that live stream 6 days a week.
Oh, cool. Here's another thing. This is really cool. Friends, if you're ever trying to figure out why am I going to the natural and the spiritual and the spiritual to the natural, Jesus always taught in parables because Scripture tells us in the book of Corinthians that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. Let me give you a carnal quote. The Republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. This will remain the land of the free so long as it remains the home of the brave. Talk to you in 23. See ya! 1 John 3:18.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.